What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome to Rockin' Pod Recap, a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. Danny Myers, Alon Fong, how are you today, sir?
Good, man. Always excited to revisit our Rockin' Pod experience down in Nashville, Tennessee. Great podcast convention.
Yeah, so what we did, we had the opportunity, we got invited to go down there, and it's where podcasters meet rock people and all different kinds of people involved with the rock industry. And we actually got 9 interviews out of that. Today, we're going to play our 8th one. So if you've missed any of them, they are all at whatshotitsc.com. We've already played the one with Eric Martin of Mr. Big, Steve Blaze of Lillian Axe, Craig Gass, funny as hell comedian, Matt Dice from All That Remains and CKY. Incredible comedian Courtney Cronin-Dold has been on. River Ghost, a local band out of Nashville, has been on. Just released Samantha Newark, who was the voice of Jem and the Holograms. Today, we're going to have Tyson Leslie. And I'm going to tell you my memories of meeting Tyson Leslie. The night before Rockin' Pod, we went to a concert called Rare Hair. And it was a lot of these artists, and they all got up. It was like a big jam session. And I know the one thing that really stood out to me was this guy who was playing bass guitar, and his name's Tyson Leslie. And he was just, he's an incredible, just a lot of energy this guy has. Not only is he a damn good bass guitarist, but the energy that he brought and added to the show. He's a Vietnamese, I say kid because he looks like a kid. I think he tells us he's in his 40s. And then he shows up at Rockin' Pod the next day. He wasn't one of our scheduled interviews, but you went over and talked to him because we were both like floored by him. And we said, we got an extra few minutes. Can you come over? And he said, sure. Then we get to learn his story. Then we get to learn that bass isn't even his main instrument. But my God, to see him play was just unbelievable. He's also a drummer. He is also a keyboard player. And keyboard is his number one instrument. I didn't get to see him play keyboard at Rare Hair because where the keyboard was, I was against the left wall and he was against the left wall on the stage. So I never really got to see the keyboard player. But it was just a great time getting a chance to meet this guy and what a story he has and the people he's played with. What do you remember about it?
Yeah, he played multiple instruments on stage that night. He jumped on guitar, he jumped on drums for a bit. Super talented cat. And as you'll hear in this upcoming interview, just a really fascinating story about how he came to America, how his career started, and how he ended up in Nashville. So great kid. I say kid. He's not that young. He's also the touring keyboardist for Vixen, the 80s rock band of all female band members. And he's the male band member that now is on stage. They used to always have a keyboard player who was male, but they kept him off stage. It would just be the 4 women on stage. But now Tyson is on stage with them. He just did a tour with him. We'll get into that later as well.
So here we go. We're going to take you back. Rockin' Pod 2023, Nashville, Tennessee, back in March. This is our conversation with Tyson Leslie. We are here, Rockin' Pod 2023, Nashville, Tennessee. Danny Myers along with Lon Fong and the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast
Network. I love that this exists.
Network.
I'm so
yes.
excited.
So you've been to a strip club or two in your day?
Introducing first.
I'm sorry. Tyson Leslie, ladies and gentlemen, from Vixen, the band.
Sorry, I just started talking for no reason.
Go ahead.
So, have you been to a strip club in your life?
A few times. I've dated a few of them, and I worked at one in Kansas City a long time ago.
Industry guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those things, though. I don't know how much I can or can't say on here, but like,
you can say anything.
It's, you know, when you're in your 20s, and you have this new job. Working around naked people all the time, you're
beautiful,
extremely excited at first. And then after a while, you're like desensitized to everything. You're like, why does my penis not work anymore?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, because you see penises and all that every day.
Yeah.
And not to mention, like, you know, some in the one that I was at, they had the porno booth up there. You're renting movies out to you know, creepy old dudes and stuff.
Yeah.
So and you know, mopping up the rooms. Good times. So that's kind of how you have to start out in that club. And then And then eventually you get to move up to the part where you basically sit at a soda fountain and fill up drinks for the waitresses.
Ah, so it's
and
the
that's
BYOB.
Like, so you're moving yourself up. You're like, okay, cool. Because in Kansas City, the way it worked, I don't know if that's that way anymore. This was many, many years ago.
Sure.
If it was full nude, then
no liquor.
They couldn't serve alcohol. And then
a lot of states.
Right. Yeah. So, and then the other way, it was like if they had alcohol, they had the pasties and the whatever. And so, so I was on the Missouri side, and it was the full nude business and whatever. And I remember the very, like, the my third or fourth day there, I'm like watching four completely naked women decorating a Christmas tree. I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. I don't know what's happening. And I had no chance with any of them because I was just terrified of women at the time. And I was just like, I don't know. So the closest I ever got to any action was putting like lotion on one of the girls' backs before she did like one of those like private show things. I was like, okay, well, this is about as close as I'm probably going to get. So
be glad, because when you get a little bit further, the next step is, will you check
chlamydia?
And see if you can see my tampon
string?
Oh,
well, good times.
So we saw you play last night. Further, you are a multi-talented, multi-instrument talented guy. We saw you play bass. We saw you play guitar, keyboards. I imagine you can drum. You were singing great backups. You were a talented motherfucker.
Well, thanks, man.
Yeah, how did you get into
I actually had to give away my drum song and my vocal song because I woke up with no voice. And I was like,
well,
I better.
Let us know.
I was singing War Pigs, and then I was going to sing the last song. Which is a song called If I Were a Killer by a band called Galactic Cowboys.
Yes!
And I was like, man, there's no way I'm going to be able to sing this today. So I called up my buddy John. I was like, hey, can you pull these songs today? He's like, yeah. And he's great. He did great.
Yeah, so. He killed it. He killed it for sure. So how did you end up in Vixen? Because originally that was an all-girl band. Right?
Yeah, and Vixen...
And you're not a girl, to be clear, everyone. This is not a girl.
I have a little one. Vixen has always been an all-female band, but they have always had a male keyboard player for some reason that is a little... escapes me. And back in the old days, in the 80s, the keyboard player was not on
stage.
He was either behind, you know, I don't know, or like in a glass tube. Who knows? I don't know. But fortunately, these days, I get to play on stage. I'm just kind of off to the side. I'm like paying no attention to the Asian guy in the corner. So that's kind of my role. But it's a really great band to work with. And it's, you know, it's fun to work with a bunch of women that used to hang on my wall when I was a kid.
Right.
And
talented
stuff, so
and
that's
beautiful
pretty
ladies.
Awesome.
Talented, beautiful ladies.
Yeah, they played, they actually were the host band in Vegas for one of our Exotic Dancer publications. I don't know if you were...
That would have been way before me,
That would
imagine.
Have been like 2014,
okay.
15, so that
way
before
I joined
before
in
you.
17.
Okay,
but yeah, unbelievable band, and you know, that was just an unbelievable... But yeah, last night, I'm watching you, it's the first of all, I'm saying, bass, man, this dude is a hell of a bass player, you know?
Oh, thanks.
It's like, man, I...
Yeah, we're playing Mr.
Move.
Big, so you know, after you got to play some
baby.
Stuff.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, you're the next thing I saw, now he's on this. Oh, he's on a six string here today, you know?
Right.
You do a keyboard, you're singing and everything. What would you say is your main instrument?
Piano is when I started, for sure. I started, you know, playing classical music when I was little. And then I won a talent contest in Greeley, Colorado, where I was living at the time. And with that $100 I got from that contest, I bought my first electric guitar at a pawn shop. And taught myself how to play guitar. And then inevitably, like later on in my life, like I was in a band in Kansas City where I was living there at the time, and our bass player quit. And so I moved from keys to bass, and I played bass for a little while in that band. And so it's that kind of evolution. And then when I was working in piano bars, like I work in dueling piano bars
awesome.
A lot. So I started Howl at the Moon there in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And all those, you have to play every instrument. So so you're playing drums five nights a week and you get better at it because, you know, you don't really have a choice. Yeah. And I've always been a big, a drum nerd. Like, I love, like, really complex drummers, guys like Vinny Caliuta and, you know, and obviously, like, Neil Peart and those kind of, you know, the nerdy stuff. And I've always really honed in on the, complex musicians and stuff like
course,
that. That's kind
of
my thing. I mean, I like it all, but...
Well, your classical background, and you guys are very technical. Now, I'm half Chinese.
Vietnamese.
Were you born and raised here?
I was born in Vietnam.
Okay.
In 74, and then in 75, there was basically this rescue mission called Operation Baby Lift, where they took all the orphan kids... from over there and brought him over to the States in a handful of large planes, I don't know, 747s or whatever like the old Pan Am days and stuff. And one, the West Coast, East Coast, and the Midwest. I ended up in the Midwest.
Wow.
And was adopted by a Caucasian family in Greeley, Colorado at the time.
Right.
And then we moved to Kansas City because my dad got a job. And I spent most of my years musically coming up in Kansas City. And then once I kind of did everything I ever wanted to do there and played with all my heroes and did all the stuff, I was burned out. I didn't know where to go. And so a friend of mine here in Nashville, who I hadn't seen in years and just called me out of the blue, and he had a project he thought I would work for. He knew me as a bass player. It was a country project. It was $100 a gig, and I was 40 years old. I'm like, dude, I can't afford to go out and do that anymore. Right. Like, I can't do it. What else you got? And he was like, well, what do you want to do? I want to be doing what he plays for Jason Aldean. He's a drummer.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was like, well, I'm going to be doing what you're doing before I get too old and age out of all this, you know.
Hey, we're going to be right back with Tyson Leslie. We're going to find out why he moved to Nashville and why that was so important for his career. And we'll have that second half of this interview coming up next.
This is Tyson Leslie from the band Vixen, and you're listening to the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network. Say that 5 times fast. Yeah?
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
We are back with Tyson Leslie as he tells us about how he moved to Nashville.
So, you know, I was like, well, I'm going to be doing what you're doing before I get too old and age out of all this, you know. And he's like, well, if you want to do all that stuff, you need to be present to win. You need to move here to Nashville where you can go take a meeting or go to a lunch with somebody or go to a audition or whatever it is without having to be like, hold on, let me book a flight, you know. So essentially, I moved here in June or July of 2015, and then 2 months later, I was jumping on a tour bus playing country music with Tracy Lawrence.
Wow, that's crazy.
I'd never heard him in my life at that point because when Tracy was popular, I was listening to Alice in Chains and Tool and stuff like that, so I didn't know any of his stuff, so I'm sitting in an apartment just cramming for, you know, I had about a week and a half to learn 38 songs, and it just cramming, learning as much as I can really quickly. And then I realized that, you know, we went out, I played with him for about a month and a half and realized I suck at country music. And we were both just like mutually like, it's cool.
Plus the Asian guy on stage got to look a little different.
Well, you know, I'm out playing country music and I'm wearing a Steel Panther shirt and shit. You know, I'm like not even fitting in at all. But, I mean, he didn't care. He didn't care what we looked like at that point.
Good.
You know, he's just like, please don't suck and, you know, show up. Yeah. But he was great, and his camp is great. The players are fantastic, and you know we parted amicably. It just didn't. You know, Vixen's a much better fit. Yeah. That's what I grew up on listening to and playing.
So you know, first of all, you look like you're 25, 30 years old. Right. That's the Asian
fantastic.
Genes, my brother.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
I act that way as well.
Yeah, I've seen it on stage. You're a great showman too. And again, learning that many songs, speaks to your musicianship. Your level of musicianship is ridiculous.
Thanks.
For real, man. And watching you play last night, we kept calling you. Honestly, you were one of the standout performers.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, without a doubt.
I think everyone talking, too, was like, man, this kid is all over the place. Right. We all thought you were much younger, so calling you a kid.
Right.
Sorry. But we all figured you're like 25, 30 years old.
Yeah, I'm 48, man.
That's crazy, man. Have you been back to Vietnam, or do you have an interest?
Not yet. You know, I never cared about that until the morning show DJ in Kansas City, one of them anyway, he went on a, he always does this exotic trip every year around Christmas time, and he went there, and he brought all these pictures back, and I'm like, okay, now I'm kind of curious to go. That's pretty awesome. I want to check it out, but I just haven't been able to afford the time or the money to do it yet.
I still have family in China, and I really want to go. And that interest only came into my life in the last 5 to 10 years. I'm 53. You know, it's interesting as an Asian guy, and you kind of have a Southern drawl now, which is kind of cool.
Right. So
only when he talks about country bands. Did you notice that?
I did notice that.
When you started talking country, the country bands,
it's weird. I don't even realize I'm doing it. It just happens. There.
You're a contradiction, and I love it. Because Asian guy with long hair, and he has kind of a drawl, and playing the country band.
Wearing a Headbangers Ball t-shirt. It's like, what the hell's the matter with this guy?
We're like walking UNs. I absolutely love it. So any now that you've kind of lived out your dreams and you jam with all sorts of your people you look up to and are fans of, any thoughts to go back to being an artist and creating your own stuff?
I still do that from time to time. This was a subject came up last night, actually, with some other guys, the Bill of Coin guys that are over there, whatever. Is like, the biggest issue that I have right now with music is, what do you do with it now? Because it's so everywhere all the time, in your phone, in your pocket, whatever.
Right.
And so I produced a country record for a guy, I think it was about 3 years ago now, and it's a really, really good record. Really good.
Yeah.
And I had no idea what to do with it. Like, it came out, I'm like, what do I do with it now?
Right.
Because I'm not tied in to radio guys or some of these things that can, and I don't have the budgets like a label would have to really put the promotional, spin behind all of it that it needs to happen. So it just kind of came out and then went dead in the waters, shortly after that, except for his fans, which he's got. He lives in Florida now.
Okay.
So I don't, and then I put a song out last year. It was the last thing I put out, was on New Year's Day of last year. And it was me playing keys and rhythm guitar. And then Roxy from Vixen played drums on it. Billy Sheehan from Mr. Big played bass on it. And then Todd LaTorre from Queensryche, the current singer from Queensryche, and I co-wrote it. So he sang lead on it, and he wrote the melody.
What a lineup.
Yeah, and then we had a guy named Jimmy Bell who plays for Autograph currently.
Yeah.
He played all the guitars on it, like the guitar leads and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely fantastic. And it came out really good.
Yeah.
And it's the biggest song I've ever had as far as my own personal releases and stuff. And I got my ASCAP check in the mail like about a month ago from last year's statement.
Yeah.
And I made $36 on it.
Well, what's the name of the song?
For an entire year. It's on Spotify under Tyson Leslie. And it's called Burning Time.
Well, we got to go everybody. Go stream it.
Yeah, it's fun, man.
I wrote it
actually for Vixen because they were wanting something upbeat and whatever to open. They wanted a new show opener song. And they passed on it because they thought it was too heavy. But in my head, I had it like, there's only one way to rock. That was the kind of vibe that I was going for. But then I couldn't get it out of my head, so I couldn't write a melody except for that. That's what I kept coming up with.
Right.
So that's what I hit up Todd. I was like, hey, can you come up with something that's not friggin' Sammy Hagar? Because I cannot. And so he came up with something, and it was fantastic.
Awesome.
But then it became heavier because of, as a result. And he kind of rearranged some things and sang over a different part. And I was this is so much better. And that's the best thing about working with other people is, like, they're going to come up with stuff you'll never, ever think
of.
And then it becomes better as a result. And it did.
Absolutely. That's awesome. That's what I love about collaboration, whether it's podcasts or music. That's the best thing of it.
Man. For sure.
Well, hey, man, what are your socials? What do you want to...
Man, I'm pretty easy to find. My name is Tyson Leslie, T-Y-S-O-N-L-E-S-L-I-E. So think chicken and Leslie like the speaker, and you'll remember. And my name's weird enough that if you Google it, you can find it all. Like,
that's awesome.
Like, you know, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff is literally just my first and last name.
It's good.
And you need a hired gun, man. Sounds like he's the guy to talk to.
Yeah, man. I love doing it. I do a lot of recording at home. I recorded on the last Fast Pussycat single. Recorded on the last LA Guns, or not LA Guns, Enough's Enough record.
Okay.
And then the reason I said LA Guns is because I'm in the middle of working on some stuff for them, on some stuff that they're coming out with. So yeah.
I look forward to hearing all of it, man. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks
real
for having
quick
me.
Question. I got quick question for you. Let me get a word in here. No, you had mentioned Steel Panther earlier, right? And you know, they did have a bass player change, just for the record.
And I was in the running on that deal.
Were you really?
And we'd been talking. And those guys are friends. I love those guys.
Great guys.
Yeah.
Great guys.
But you know, Joe, who got the gig, I mean, that dude's been subbing for him for 20 years. Oh. He's been working with them forever. Like that's the choice that they should have made, right?
Yeah.
And when they said, "Hey, Joe's coming out with us this summer," I was like, "Well, he's gonna have that job."
I'm gonna tell you,
and he deserves that.
Yeah,
job.
To replace Lexi Fox, Travis.
Travis. He's a sweetheart.
Oh yeah, I've met him a couple of times. Super guy, and you know, he's just been always. When he left the band, and then he got back, and then he left again. I think he said, "What was it? Sex rehab?" He said,
"Yeah."
So, but I can see you up there with them.
Oh
with
man. I did a photo shoot and I did a video shoot and everything to send to him and everything. You know, like. And essentially, I know that I placed pretty high. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
You know, and we were talking quite a bit there last summer, I guess it was last summer.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I kind of figured out that at one point I'm like, okay, if they're not calling me back on this, then it's not happening because these shows start like in a few weeks.
Right.
And then he called me when I got back from a trip and he's like, yeah, we're going to go with Joe. I was like, dude, that's totally fine. Like, I get it. And I still love you guys. And they'd always, you know, they've always extended an invitation that if they're home or they're playing where I'm at, bring your keyboard and come out and play. So, you know what?
Yeah.
But the problem is, every time they play here, I'm on the road.
Yeah.
Every single time.
So. Love the show.
Oh, yeah. There you go. I have no doubts.
Tyson, thank you so much for coming on What's Up.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks, man.
Strip clubs, yay.
There you go.
Industry legend.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, y'all.
Re-listening to that story, Alon, just listening to that interview, man, what a talented cat he is, and his story is just so phenomenal. I'm glad that you went over and introduced yourself to him and brought him over onto the show, because I kind of thought he was more of a behind the scenes sort of person, and he is, but he's so talented at so many things. And I know he's constantly posting on social media and stuff. What have you been seeing about him?
Yeah. So like we said, I had to go pay my respects to him, because anyone who plays that many instruments with a jam band of loosely put together all-stars, mad talent, and he was clearly directing everything. The reason is he is the leader of Rare Hair, which is a cover band based on rotating rock stars that they book gigs in and around Nashville, and they do corporate gigs and other stuff. Everyone from like bands like Winger and Great White and Vixen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So very cool there. They just played, he's been touring with Vixen. They just played the Monsters of Rock cruise, and then they just did the M3 Festival in Baltimore. I believe he's doing something in Singapore right now. What I saw.
Wow.
Not really clear what it was. He might just be visiting family who live there. I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's really cool that he's, you know, he's touring with Vixen. And like you said, and like he said, Vixen is normally an all-female band. But they've always had a male keyboard player. And that's another one of my curiosities. I got to see Vixen, I think, in 2014. I believe I brought that up in the interview. Yep. And, they did not have a male keyboard player. If they did, it was off stage, as we were saying. So... But great times, great times. So we have one more interview coming your way from Rockin' Pod Recap, and it'll be 1 week away. Metal Dave Glessner. He's a journalist. He has covered so many interesting bands, Van Halen, a lot of them, and you're going to get his story coming up next week. And that's going to wrap up our Rockin' Pod Recap series.
Yeah, if you're a rock historian and just love information about bands and legendary artists, he's got some great stories, and you'll definitely want to check out his blog and website and everything. It's super cool stuff.
And he has a podcast as well. So we'll give you all that information next week. But for right now, all of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Classic Remixes, Flashback Friday, Strip Club Music Hall of Fame, Behind the Curtain, Rockin' Pod Recap, can all be found at whatshotitsc.com.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong, presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.